The only impartial witness to the private encounters between Einstein and Bohr at Solvay 1927 was Ehrenfest. Einstein's attitude gave rise to ardent discussions within a small circle, in which Ehrenfest, who, through the years, had been a close friend to us both, recalled Bohr, took part in a most active and helpful way. A few days after the conference ended, Ehrenfest wrote a letter to his students at Leiden University vividly describing the goings-on in Brussels. Bohr, towering completely over everybody, at first not understood at all. Born was also there. Then, step by step, defeating everybody. Naturally, once again, the awful Bohr incantation terminology. Poor Lawrence as an interpreter between the British and the French, who were absolutely unable to understand each other. Summarizing Bohr, and Bohr responding with polite despair. Every night at 1 a.m., Bohr came into my room just to say one single word to me, until 3 a.m. It was delightful for me to be present during the conversations between Bohr and Einstein. Like a game of chess, Einstein all the time with new examples to break the uncertainty relation. Bohr, from out of the philosophical smoke clouds, constantly searching for the tools to crush one example after the other. Einstein, like a jack-in-the-box, jumping out fresh every morning. Oh, that was priceless. But I am almost without reservation pro-Bohr and contra-Einstein. However, Ehrenfest admitted that he would not be able to find relief in his own mind before concord with Einstein was reached. At Solvay 1927, the discussions with Einstein were conducted, Bohr said later, in a most humorous spirit. Yet, he noted wistfully, a certain difference in attitude and outlook remained, since with his mastery for coordinating apparently contrasting experiences without abandoning continuity and causality, Einstein was perhaps more reluctant to renounce such ideals than someone for whom renunciation in this respect appeared to be the only way to proceed with the immediate task of coordinating the multifarious evidence regarding atomic phenomena, which accumulated from day to day in the exploration of this new field of knowledge. It was Einstein's very successes, implied Bohr, that kept him anchored in the past. The fifth Solvay conference ended with Bohr in the minds of those gathered in Brussels having successfully argued for the logical consistency of the Copenhagen interpretation, but failing to convince Einstein that it was the only possible interpretation of what was a complete, closed theory. On his journey home, Einstein traveled to Paris with a small group that included de Broglie. "Carry on," he told the French prince as they parted company. "You are on the right road." But de Broglie, disheartened at the lack of support in Brussels, would soon recant and accept the Copenhagen interpretation. When Einstein reached Berlin, he was exhausted and subdued. Within a fortnight, he wrote to Arnold Sommerfeld that quantum mechanics may be a correct theory of the statistical laws, but it is an inadequate conception of individual elementary processes.